On the 25th of February, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Eternal Garden here at St Peter's Hospital took place. From the speeches made at the event, let's hear from the Deputy Chairman of the Trust, Marcine Waterman, who will explain more about this project. She'll also be joined by the garden designer, Ray Wilkinson, as well as Mark Britton from the Outdoor Room, who will manage the development of this exciting scheme.
So good morning and thank you all for being here. And what a day. We got the sunshine, which is what we needed in a very kind of dire state of the world today. And this is such a blessing to be able to be here for such an important event. Today is another milestone for us on the journey of embedding the healing arts into the fabric of all of our hospitals. We're breaking ground in a week's time to transform this courtyard from what you see now to what you can only imagine our patients and our staff and the families and friends will find to be a healing space. A space where we can recount memories, give rise to hope, deliver difficult messages, but mostly where we can say goodbye to the ones that we love in an environment not surrounded by machines and strong light, but a surrounding of trickling water, blooming flowers, and nature all abound. But none of this would have been possible without the incredibly generous pledge by the Friends of St. Peter's. This will be their last donation to the hospital after many, many years of wonderful small and large projects, continued fundraising and support of our trust. And I'm sure you agree that this is a fabulous finale for the Friends. And I'd like to thank in particular Phil and Alan, who are here with us today representing all the Friends. As many of you know, the Healing Arts Program was just reinvigorated this year after what's been a pretty difficult 2 years. And now work is underway to immerse the healing arts into our trust strategy. We plan to introduce more visual art, more music, and theater into all of our hospitals to create an environment that's calming and inspiring and improve the architecture and green spaces to ensure that we've got them well designed with splashes of color so we can have an environment to heal our patients faster and reduce anxiety for all. We believe, and evidence has shown, that the presence of nature and landscapes can bring benefits that aid recovery, reduce pain, and reduce length of stay, and have a positive impact on the well-being of all of us, our staff, our patients, and our friends alike. The area we're standing in today will be transformed into a secluded garden with a glass garden room suitable for hospital beds, family home-like furniture for patients and families to friends to spend the day, the evening, 24/7, all night long. It will be decorated with pleached trees, a variety of seasonal flowers, as well as a calm water feature and ample seating. Once the garden is complete, it will be available for having difficult conversations with families. I'm delighted to announce today that we've chosen the name The Eternal Garden for this space, as it signifies time without end and how all things endure beyond life, our memories, and the impact people have had on us. Once again, I want to thank you for joining us, which is such an exciting day for me and for the team in doing what we really believe. But to Ray Wilkinson, who helped us bring our vision to life by her fabulous garden design, which you can see, and I hope you take the time to walk around our storyboards. And to Mark and to Max from the Outdoor Room, who will be undertaking the work to transform this space. As W.H. Auden said, healing is not a science, but the intuitive art of wooing nature. I truly believe this space will heal us all. So I'd like to ask Ray and Max and Mark if they'd like to say a few words. Thank you very much.
Hello everybody, and it's been a real delight actually to be asked to help on this project. I have a bit of my own story in that I lost my father in 2020, and he loved being in gardens, he loved being outside the most, and in his last days he wasn't able to go outside, and that's all he wanted to do, to the point where he was trying to get out of bed and asking me to take him outside. So I know that this kind of space is really important in the hospital environment. And I think it will bring enormous benefit to all the patients, carers and their loved ones that use the hospital. I think it's also very clear to all of us now how much benefit there is to green space and to being in green space. To just have a moment in nature and to be outside, it has huge healing benefits for everybody. And I think particularly where you're having to undergo care in a clinical environment or having to watch someone you love going through that care or working in this kind of environment, I think it's really important to be able to escape, to be outside and be in nature just for a moment. So the idea is that we create a space here that feels green and nurturing. At the moment it feels very overlooked by the windows, so we're going to bring in lots of green structure to knock out that feeling that you're being overlooked. There'll be some smaller ornamental trees for canopy. We're going to have a water feature which will connect both the garden room and the seating areas, and lots of planting that will be here all year round as well. And the garden room itself, the idea is that it feels very much like a garden room. It's very homely, it's not a clinical space at all. It's just an all-weather structure that is connected to the garden itself and feels like part of it. So we have a wonderful outdoor room building the garden, and I'm going to hand over to Mark Britton for a minute to have a word about how we're going to go about doing
it. Yeah. Thank you, Ray and Marcin. Yeah, I mean, really all we can say is echoing what the guys have said already. We're very proud to be part of this project. I think it's become apparent to us very quickly how important the project is to everybody here. It's been lovely to engage with everyone that we've met so far. Everyone's been incredibly positive and helpful. And I think for us, as Ray's just said, as a company, we're very much aware of what green space can bring. We do it on a daily basis. Domestic, commercial, it has a massive impact on people's lives and generates a huge amount of positivity. So we're just very proud to be part of it, really. I think that's where we are, and I think it's a tough build. There's a lot to do
in a very short
space of time. Young Max over here is looking forward to the challenge in a week's time. But yeah, very positive, and I think we just really can't wait to get started now.
Brilliant.
Thank you. It's going to look amazing.
Thank you very much, guys.